This fall, Gabon became the second French-speaking African country in 3 years to announce they would begin adopting English as an official language. Rwanda also switched to English from French in 2009. Gabon President Ali Bongo's announcement came on the eve of the 14th Francophonie Summit in Kinshasa in the Democratic Republic of Congo. At the summit, countries from the Francophonie International Organization gathered to discuss ways to promote French throughout the globe. At the meeting, 28 of the 53 nations gathered were African, highlighting the continent's important role in sustaining the language. Now that Gabon has followed Rwanda's lead to adopt English, Ousmane Pai, who serves as Special Assistant to the Secretary General of the Francophonie Organization, said African countries must work as hard as ever to ensure the survival of French within their boundaries.
Mais il ne faut absolument pas qu'on perde la langue française, qui est une langue de communication internationale pour nous tous, et au-delà, bien évidemment, de la langue, toutes les valeurs que nous partageons avec tous les pays qui parlent le français, qui sont des valeurs universelles, hein, des valeurs de liberté, des valeurs de démocratie, de respect des droits de l'homme.
We must not lose the French language, he said. It's an international language. And along with that, we share an honor with the countries who speak French. It's a universal honor, the honor of liberty, the honor of democracy, a respect of human rights. According to Pai, today 55% of the world's French speakers are African, but by 2050, that number will skyrocket to 80%. Passassim Nangweed, a spokesperson for Francophonie International Organization's West Africa group, said the region doesn't work to conserve French, but rather promote the language throughout the world.
Nous jouons un rôle, en fait, pas de conservation, mais un rôle de promotion de la langue française.
The African countries are more numerous than other French countries, he said. The Democratic Republic of Congo is the most populous Francophone country in the world. As Gabon adopts English, the government stressed they will not abandon French. But if more African countries move away from the language, could the use of French wane? Pai stressed that no, the French language will continue to grow, especially in Africa. Ricky Shryock for VOA News, Dakar.